for a moment. Now, there's been talk, well, I think it's more than talk now, it's going to happen. We're going to have a bus that travels around the streets of Auckland offering people vaccination, bringing the vax to you. It might sound something like this. There it goes, off into the distance. You might hear the generator there to keep the refrigeration going. There won't be any ice creams. Well, maybe there will be. Maybe they will use ice creams. You know, you can get your jab and an ice cream at the same time. It might bring the kids along, although we're not vaccinating kids under 12 yet, are we? Maybe later on. Yeah, from Thursday, I was trying to say Tuesday, and then I realised I needed to change course. From Thursday, vaccination buses will head out onto Auckland streets as mobile clinics. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says six buses will initially be deployed in areas where there's currently low vaccination coverage. It's hoped to expand the fleet to 12 in the next few weeks. I really do hope they come with some kind of sound. Might not have to be Mr. Whippy, but something like that would be quite cool. In fact, rather than suggesting names for what the bus might be, because that's been quite well covered, you know, the Jabberwock and the Jabber Bus and the Jabber Jaffa, no, I won't say that. The other thing that just almost came out of my mouth then. Maybe we could think about what tunes it might play to encourage you to roll up your sleeves and get vaxxed by the bus. But there's another thing going on. And this involves my next guest. Josh Levy is the team leader at Bargain Chemist in Manukau. And he's saying, well, if the bus isn't coming your way, how about you come to our chemists? Because he reckons they could do a lot more vaxes than they are doing at the moment. He's on the line now. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. You're not busy enough where you are.
Yeah, no. So we're seeing quite low vaccination rates this past two to three weeks compared to what we were seeing in level one and then that first initial rush just as level four started as well.
Whereabouts is your shop?
So we're located in Manukau Supercentre.
At the Manukau City Centre, right?
No, yeah, Manukau Supercentre. It's a little group of businesses just off Cavendish Drive.
Okay, so it's not quite the main city area that I know of, which is where you've got the high rises and you've got the train station and the event centre a bit further along. You're a bit further back, heading towards the railway line, are you?
Yeah, it's about a 10-minute walk from the train station.
Right. Why don't you think more people are turning up?
I think it boils down to a few separate things. You know, one of them being people are just really nervous, especially with this new Delta variant, to leave their homes. Another of them, what we are hearing through when people are on the observation side of things of our clinic, is that people tend to have, you know, young kids as well as vulnerable family members at home, like elderly that tend to live with them, that they are really nervous to come out into these communal areas with other community members and potentially bring something back into their homes. So that's a lot of the comments that we've been seeing. And these people that have ended up coming have been able to sort of overcome that and trying to do it to protect their families and help the community, I guess.
I know, Josh, that was the very thought that my brother had, and he's my eldest brother, and he's a bit compromised in terms of his health, a bit frail, and he was a bit worried about going to staying in a queue and waiting for a long time and possibly getting sick as a result. So how can you reassure people that you're going to keep people spaced and keep it safe while at the same time you want more people through the place?
Absolutely. So when level four first started, we obviously had that really initial rush where we saw some of our largest numbers of vaccinations come throughout that time, which we peaked around 450 vaccinations in that first week on our day on average in level four. And what we did is because we had so many people, we limited our entrance at the front of our store. So we had 35 people in the store maximum, including staff members, as well as a maximum limit of five groups outside the store waiting in line. And then from there, people that did arrive, we jotted their phone number down on a piece of paper, and then we asked them to wait in their vehicles where they're safe. They're able to, you know, drink some water, have some food while they wait to be called up. And get vaccinated. So we tried to keep that social distancing really, really clear, as well as keeping those hygiene, those hygiene procedures and cleaning procedures up to scratch, sort of thing.
Early in the level four lockdown, I spoke to Dr. Api Taliamatanga, who is a doctor. He has a clinic not far from where your store is.
Yeah.
And he was saying, and we were talking about the whole low vaccination rate, particularly among Pasifika, but also just people in general in South Auckland. And he was saying, well, a lot of people want to do it via their doctor, but they couldn't. I guess it's just the fact that you have this relationship with a doctor and you feel safer going and getting your vaccination at the doctor's clinic. Have you thought maybe about, because not everybody might fill into that category, about doing a leaflet drop or something like that?
Absolutely. So that's something that will boil down to being able to get the district health boards on board in that sense. As a clinic, we can only do as much as we can. So we are, trying to do online, or are starting to do online, advertisements, as well as sort of just trying to educate people and telling people in the observation area that, you know, all of our people that do vaccinate you are registered nurses, so you can rely on them to know what they are doing, and it's not just some random person off the street that said, hey, you can start vaccinating. And there's extensive training that goes into this as well, as well as the fact that we do provide really extensive amounts of information, as well as a QA FAQ sheet as you arrive, which outlines some of the information about the vaccine, what to expect, who to contact if you are feeling unwell, as well as a what to expect after your vaccination, which covers, you know, once again, the side effects you may have, how to deal with those side effects, and other sort of key information as well.
There's just, and you have the usual situation where people can stay for 15 minutes, half an hour before they go. Yep. There's room for them?
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. So we have our screening area outside, which we ask people. We have our reception area where we book them in for and get them all their profile logged into the system, given their vaccination, and then they go into a waiting area where the chairs are all spaced out, and then they wait for their 15 minutes just to make sure that they are all feeling well to go home, and then from there we send them on home.
Another thing I've heard some people saying recently is they're worried that their vaccination doesn't get recorded, and that we're thinking about down the track when maybe there might be some, if you're not vaxxed, fully vaxxed, you can't come in thing going on. I know that Britain thought about a vaccine passport, then dropped the idea, at least England and Wales did. People that come and get vaxxed with you, they're in the record, they'll be able to prove it later on?
Absolutely. So at our clinic, there's two things that we do. So we log you into the system, which is part of the Ministry of Health, and that's associated with your NHI number, which is unique to you as an individual. All that information is logged, as well as, you know, the batch numbers of the vaccines, the exact time, date it was given, and all your sort of details. And we also provide you after your vaccination with a little card, which just outlines, you know, your first name and last name, the batch of dose that you got, the time and date that you've got that vaccination, and if you're waiting on your second dose as well, a space so that the vaccinator can fill that space in when you do come for your second dose.
Is there still a lot of, sorry to interrupt there, Josh, but is there still a lot of anti-vax stuff going on in your local community?
From what I've seen, I do believe it's more misinformation that's coming out and confusion, in the sense that, yes, there is a bit of anti-vax going on, but I think that stems down to the amount of misinformation that's out there about what people are saying this vaccine does to you, and that people are basing these facts off non-government websites and basing these facts off, you know, word of mouth and unreliable sources. And I think that's causing a lot of issues in terms of what people think and what people are actually believing and hearing.
Have you got any plans to go further into the community beyond your shop?
Absolutely. So what we've been doing in the past 2 days is actually contacting all these media outlets and saying, hey, like, we know we're open, come and get vaccinated. We've got the capacity and we've got the capacity to do it safely with level four restrictions. And we're seeing how that's going at the moment. But also future steps that we are looking into is going to our local communities. I'm writing up a spreadsheet at the moment, which is going to compile a whole bunch of local marais, community centres, food banks, and all that sort of stuff, and try to get them all on board and see if we can work out a way in which we can communicate with them about getting their connections and the people that they know vaccinated at our store. So, for instance, today I actually went to all the local supermarkets in our area and said, hey, here's a bunch of posters advertising the fact that we are taking walk-ins, and four supermarkets put them up on the entrance of their doors. So we are trying to actively go out in the community and seek these people that may not know about us because we are a smaller clinic rather than these big vaccination centres.
Josh, why are you doing this? Is it because, I mean, the other thing is obviously people come to your store as a chance for business. Is that the main thing?
Absolutely not. For me, personally, I've always been invested about helping people, making sure people have access to healthcare as well. And this is, you know, something I've always been passionate about. So that plays a big role in it as well. We do want, obviously, people to come in as a business. As a Kiwi-owned business, we want to have people in our community come in, get vaccinated, because not only will that help the community get out of level four, but it'll also mean that businesses can get back to normal as well when we do get everyone vaccinated.
Josh, it's been great talking with you. Thanks for joining us this evening.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That is Josh Levy. He's from Bargain Chemist in Manukau, and they've got a vaccine centre operating, drop-in, walk-in. If you can't find a bus or a bus doesn't go near you and there are buses on their way bringing vaccination to you in the streets of Auckland, well, that's another option for you if you haven't had your vaccinations yet.